Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 5. And today I'm talking about a new fad, a new trend that I'm enjoying thoroughly. And that's the bride and groom come in before anybody else during the reception. And then the bridal party and the parents come in thereafter, each to their own song, doing a specific skit. And the winner, picked by the bride and groom and myself, get $100 in cash on the spot. Or brides or grooms. Say, what? What's he talking about? Yes, the bride and groom are the first two to enter the reception. Rawr, big roar. Then there's no bridal party, there's no parents. So what happens now? Well, I tell everybody, hey, ladies and gentlemen, listen, now you're going to get a treat because the entire bridal party and our parents are going to come in the room and they're each going to have their own song and they're each going to get 20 seconds to do something. And at the end, we're going to vote to see who the best couple is. And I'm going to hold up $100 right now because here's $100 and I'm going to hand that over right to them. I've done it before twice. Both times I handed it right to the girl because it was a bridal party member who won. And I'm doing it this coming weekend again. And I can't wait to do it because it adds so much excitement. You think these TikTok things are cool? Some of them suck. Some of them I want to throw out of a window. Some of these people who do these TikTok things that I look at, I'm like, nah, I want to punch them. But then there are the other TikTok ones, the fads, that are just fucking cool, and I can relate to it, because if you want to come in the room to separate songs, I got to hit these buttons quickly, and I only have like 5 or 6, 7 seconds. Okay, how do I make more time out of it for myself, make it better for you guys, turn it into something more practical and fun and exciting than just two people walking in the room to, hey, I'm going to wave, and I'm coming in to bring them out, and let's princess die it all the way in. And then at the same time, have a reward at the end of the rainbow. Now I've given myself 20 seconds in between songs to do whatever it is that I want to do, which is switch to the next song and get that shit ready to go. While the whole crowd is watching these two people do something, I'm forcing them to put a skit together ahead of time so they're not just walking in the room to nothing and doing nothing for me changing a song for no reason whatsoever. The bride and groom are involved, they're engaged watching it, and everybody has fun, and at the end there's a prize. Dude, I'll send a video to anybody that wants to see it this weekend. I'll post it on my Instagram page once the wedding's over, but I've done this twice now and it is fucking fun. It is fantastic. It is good entertainment if done correctly. And who doesn't love $100 in cash on the spot? Everybody, right? I'm ESG. Peace, love, and God above. I'll be back. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. Says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding. Setting